This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
4 years ago, an explosion at the Husky Energy oil refinery in Superior injured dozens of workers and forced a temporary evacuation of city residents. Now, documents obtained by WPR from federal regulators shed new light on what refinery officials knew leading up to the blast. As Danielle Kading reports, the refinery knew about erosion on a key piece of equipment a decade before the explosion.
The Superior Oil Refinery has operated in the city since 1950. Now, construction is ongoing behind me, just a few miles from Lake Superior. The refinery's towers and tanks are still here, but there are cranes and contractors working on rebuilding the plant after an explosion 4 years ago.
Most of the workers were on break when the explosion hit. Even so, three dozen people reported injuries that range from spinal fractures to minor cuts and bruises. Attorney Kyle Finley represents nine contractors who are suing the refinery for medical costs and lost wages.
The impact it had, the hard hats being blown off, people knocked off scaffolding. I mean, it's a very traumatic event.
That night, refinery manager Colin Shady told reporters that the blast took place as the facility was shutting down for maintenance.
Throughout 2013, we did a similar event where we shut the entire refinery down. We go inside every vessel and we check everything for mechanical integrity.
The U.S. Chemical Safety Board said a worn valve likely caused the blast by allowing air to flow backwards inside a unit that's important for producing gasoline. And an investigation by federal labor regulators found the refinery could have prevented the explosion if it had properly maintained critical equipment. WPR obtained more than 1,300 pages of documents from that investigation by the Occupational Health and Safety Administration. They reveal the refinery knew about problems with erosion on that key valve a decade before the explosion. OSHA found the worn valve had been repaired during the refinery's last shutdown in 2013, and the one before that had been rebuilt in 2008. Holes in the valve were found during both shutdowns, and refinery workers knew the valve could leak because of erosion. In the final hours before the blast, workers reported hearing two booms from inside a refinery control room. Documents show the plant's operators and supervisors didn't fully investigate what had caused them. Finley says evidence shows things were going wrong for a long time.
When you don't take the precautions, exactly what you think will happen, and that is an explosion.
OSHA found the refinery should have inspected the valve more frequently and changed it out sooner. And the agency found no documented inspections of repairs to that valve by the refinery during the last two shutdowns. Operator logs also showed the worn valve was malfunctioning in the days leading up to the explosion. Plant managers had changed its shutdown procedure just a day before the incident and hadn't given operators adequate training. Jordan Barab served as OSHA's assistant deputy secretary during the Obama administration. He says it's not uncommon to see procedures and training that don't keep up with changes at refineries.
Rewriting procedures and retraining workers and all that kind of stuff is not something that directly leads to a profit. It's easy to cut corners there.
Barab says it's important to have strong involvement from workers or unions to promote safety. WPR reached out to nine contract companies on site that day and four local union representatives, but none agreed to speak publicly. Atticus Larson is a refinery electrician and member of the International Union of Operating Engineers Local 420. In late 2018, Larson said during a Chemical Safety Board meeting in Superior that no price can be put on safety.
Did people think safety was expensive before? Look what it costs us now. We need to start using the most up-to-date safety standards that have been in the industry for years. The most important thing, period, is for everyone to go home safely after every shift to their family.
Last year, Husky merged with Cenovus Energy in a roughly $5 billion deal. In an earnings call last week, the company said the $1.2 billion rebuild has the refinery on track to resume normal operations early next year. A Cenovus spokesperson said in a statement that the refinery is being rebuilt with state-of-the-art equipment. That includes new slide valves. The lawsuit from contractors who were caught in the 2018 explosion is still ongoing. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.